Arguing a case that grew out of an open meetings dispute in Beaver Dam over building a new Walmart, Monica Burkert-Brist urged the justices to craft a test for when a quasi-governmental agency is subject to the state's sunshine laws. She says how much public money they use to carry out economic development work should be part of the test.
If all of the negotiating activities and all of the funding is being paid for by the taxpayers of the community, ultimately, in the nature of the public funding, while not an overriding consideration, ought to be given weight.
In Beaver Dam, the Economic Development Corporation gets all its money from the city's room tax. But the attorney for the Beaver Dam Area Development Corporation asked the justices to be cautious in designing a test for the law. Michael Cheslevich says any new test shouldn't be made retroactive, forcing such groups to open all their old business negotiations. Chief Justice Shirley Abramson wanted to know why that would be a problem.
What's the matter with opening up the old records?
Because those records would have information given to the Beaver Dam Area Development Corporation, most likely, by these companies, which in a sense were our clients, given to us in some confidence.
Well, that's another issue.
Abramson says the state's sunshine laws have exceptions for confidential information. The court will decide how to tweak the open records law sometime next year. Justice Annette Ziegler did not hear this case. She recused herself because the attorney representing the Development Corporation works for the same firm that will represent her in her judicial ethics case before the court later this month. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.